How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I said, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Yolanda Adams Morning Show with Marcus D. Wiley.
Hey, V. A
couple of months back, the GSN Network announced that there would be a new addition to the American Bible Challenge on the GSN Network, and they went and sought one of the greatest vocalists of our time, Marcus D. Wiley.
Yes, he is. Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Country alto. All that. Suburban and alto.
Hey, welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Kirk Franklin,
what's up, man?
I thought that blessed your soul.
You killed that, boy. You killed that. God, I love it. One of the best vocalists of our time. That is great.
What's happening, big homie?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Man, we are fantastic. Congratulations to you. I mean, you keep adding to it. You've got Sunday's Best going on. You got your career going. Now, of course, you're going to be a part of the second season of America Bible Challenge. Tell us a little bit about your role.
Yeah, man, and I got my new solo album coming out called Talk to Me.
Talk to me now. Talk to me.
Oh boy, no man, I'm really excited to be part of, man. You know, when I got the call, you know, I didn't really know how I was going to be able to fit in. It kind of really helped. And you know, when I first got the call, I was kind of like, I don't really know if this is something that I can really, you know, do to make anything better, because it was already a hit.
Right.
You know, I mean, the show did like over 13 million people last season.
Wow.
You know, I mean, the viewers, it's really like a you know, just ratings hit. And so just kind of got some advice and was just trying to get an understanding of what I needed to do and what I could do and what I couldn't do. You know, they called me back and they really wanted me to be a part of it, man. And so, you know, just kind of getting advice from other people that were doing game shows, I just gave it a try, man. And Jeff Foxworthy was a really cool dude, man, and just really showed me love. And they kind of made me like a co-host with him.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm doing some bantering with him, and, you know, kind of brought a little swag to the show, man, kind of brought a little sauce on it, and put just a little hot sauce and Kool-Aid in it. And, you know, man, they seemed to really enjoy it. And so I really had a good time with the people at GSN.
Kirk, now, do you have to know the Bible to actually host the American Bible?
Because we got some questions.
So we have some questions.
Well, you know, man, I really thought that I knew the Bible before this show. You know, man, you know, the kind of questions that they ask you on this show, you know, you'd be like, man, because you're thinking, you know, did Jesus walk on water, yes or no?
Yeah.
You know, and tell you, dog, it's like it's way past that.
Yeah.
It's way past that. It's a hard show.
So you're saying you need to go back to, or we need to go back to Sunday school. BTU.
No, that Sunday school or BTU ain't going to help you. You got to go to Dallas, fill out the seminary. You got to go to Duke, you know. You got to go to Bible. I'm serious, man. It's like it's a major thing.
Wow. I play it online on my cell phone, and I enjoy playing it, man, and just asking questions and being able to test your knowledge on it is a good thing. So we're excited about it. Kirk Franklin, of course, the co-host of the American Bible Challenge, the second season premieres Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern, of course, hosted by Jeff Foxworthy. Now, Kirk, are you going to be creating some songs and different stuff throughout the show?
Or? Yeah. Man, we kind of swagged up the singers. You know, last year they kind of looked more like ushers and, you know, really they have a lot of juice to it. So I kind of came in and put a little Kirk juice on it and, you know, kind of made it a little fun. So they're vibing with them some. And so, man, it's really good.
Well, we're excited about it, man. Good. The premiere will be Thursday, March 21st, the American Bible Channel. Season number 2, hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and our very own Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
It's going to be fun, man. What else is going on with you?
You know, just want to make sure that I get to serve the people, man. And I just thank everybody for just supporting me throughout the years, just listening to me and letting me get on your nerves and just being a friend, man. I'm really proud to be part of this community, man. It's like I'm proud to be a Christian, man, and I'm proud to serve the Lord, man, and serve his people.
Good. Thank God for you, and thank God that you're walking through the doors that God is opening and taking gospel and the gospel music industry into places that we have not had the opportunity before. So we thank you for your obedience, man, and keep up the good work, and, you know, we'll chat again with you.
Yeah, y'all be looking out for that solo record, man. First single is called Shh.
The one and only Kirk Franklin, everybody. Over here. Keep on talking, brother. Keep on talking to you. Later,
Thank
Kirk.
Thank you.
Tickle Pete.
Now, do you think?
Oh, you said that.
Do you think the Bible Challenge is bringing folk to Christ? Do you think it's bringing people to Christ?
Telling a lot of people that they need to go back to school.
Because it sounds like
Bible.
It's deterring them.
Yeah.
I knows nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, I knows nothing.
After watching that, yeah.
Yeah.
You say either that or I need a better Sunday school teacher.
You mean tell me Miss McKenzie wasn't good enough?
She don't know that Bible. Life in favor.
Flumming through it.
Points of power on the way. News1.com. It keeps you informed.
Miss McKenzie didn't teach me nothing.
Oh,